seem fun and info. Benfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
Dr. Holly's out on vacation. Lisa Davis is with me as always. And we are talking to Amy Handel, physician assistant, author, about the four habits of healthy families. I believe they're the four P's. Help us out. Help our family. Simplify this for us. It seems so complex. You have so many listeners out there that say, okay, we have to change our house and change the way we're doing it. But how? Are these four P's designed to coach people, help people out with that?
Absolutely. So the four P's are plan, prepare, portion, play. Very simple to remember. Plan, prepare, portion, play. Plan meaning keep lists of the foods you need to buy once you menu plan. And menu planning should involve all members of the family. One thing you don't want to be doing as a mother is cooking five different meals for five different people in the family who have different desires, wants, or issues with food. So if you have votes on the meal planning ahead of time, you can turn around and say to them, but hey guys, this is what you chose to eat tonight. Next week, we'll do a new round of menus. And that kind of cuts down on the food fights. Prepare, to me as a working professional woman, and I worked all through both my kids raising them, you have to have a day where you are cutting and chopping and making individual portions and preparing those fruits and veggies to be quick grabbed from the fridge and making homemade trail mix that's cheaper. And again, in individual bags and marinating your meats and your fish and, you know, boiling up your eggs so that they're also quick grab foods. So once you do it for a while, it can be done in 2 or 3 hours, the shopping and the prep, and then you are set to go for the week and the kids have easy grab healthy foods so you're not buying all the processed and packaged less healthy foods. Portion is built into the whole program. When you're a growing child, you eat a different amount than when you're an adult who's at a good weight versus an adult who needs to lose weight. So the portion part of it is a little individualized, but again, you come together as a family and you figure it out. And when the kids say, I want more should involve salads and vegetables and fruit and maybe not the protein that you're saving and certainly not the junk food that we constantly turn to. And then you can't have a complete lifestyle, healthy family unless you're moving. And moving can be everything from playing outside in the backyard to having the kids involved in chores that require them to go up and down the stairs in your house if you have two floors, to parking the car a bit away and walking to your destination, to actually doing active, true, formula-driven exercise. But it should be fun stuff and not just formula driven, particularly when the kids are involved, and weekends should be a time of movement. One of the biggest things that has made me crazy over the years, and I've raised two kids who are athletes, is that at schools the mommies bring before and after activity snacks that are horrific. And I often think to myself, you managed to convince your kid to do a sport. The kid is moving and doing the proper calorie burn we need them to do so that they don't gain excess weight, and you're bringing them donuts and fast food for before and after the event. And it took me almost 4 years at my own kids' high school to get the moms on board. There seems to be this feeling that you're stepping into my turf and I don't want your advice, rather than can't we come together and be more healthful and solution-oriented. So that's been something that is just incredibly astonishing to me as a mother who's been involved in health.
Well, you know, Amy, what I wonder is, do you ever see in your practice kids who actually want to make healthy changes? Maybe they had a health class in school that really turned them on and they thought, oh, this is great. And they go home and the parents are more lazy. Lazy is not nice. The parents are more reluctant. Have you seen it flip that way, too?
I like the word that you used, reluctant. So I'll be a little bit more of a ball buster and simply say, again, it is astonishing to me that we have these geographic lines in the sand where parents are so afraid of having you suggest or advise or get involved in home turf. There's like these these invisible battle lines drawn, and you know, I try cajoling, wheedling, you know, suggesting read about this. And it can be a really tough battle, much more so with the parents. Kids are like sponges, and they are not as afraid to embrace new ideas and to try new things. It's really the parents who have become the disruptive part of this equation when we're trying to fight childhood obesity. Not everybody, but many of them are just reluctant. And I hear from pediatricians that parents will leave practices when you start suggesting that there needs to be change, that there's a problem with Johnny or Sally, that they are carrying excess weight and they're moving in the wrong direction. I've heard from pediatricians, parents leave if they keep belaboring the subject. So
it's why I can't treat kids. I was saying at the break, I don't treat kids because to treat kids with illnesses, and I just did a blog on this over Radio MD that I fight with the parents, and I can't get a kid well from lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or any of these complex diseases without treating the parents in the home. And I give you credit. You must have a lot more patience or a lot more willpower. Or as you said, you might just be more of a ball buster than I can be as a physician. I give you credit.
You know, I often use empathy. I often tell my own stories of being bullied, of the horrific relationship I had with my mother because she wouldn't come over to my side and support me. She definitely tried to sabotage me when I was losing weight. She definitely took it as a personal affront that I was suggesting by my actions that the manner in which she was raising myself and my brother was somehow not a good journey for me, and I wanted a different journey. So it's tough, and I sometimes feel like I have leverage because I just show pictures and I say, this was me before, this is me now. And I get then to make these comments because I've been there. I've been where your kid is. It wasn't fun. It wasn't pretty. And I didn't feel good. I mean, when you're running, you know, your PE activities and you're carrying 40 or 50 excess pounds,
terrible.
You don't feel good. And you feel miserable when the kids can do certain sport activities better than you can. And I definitely see it as when I lost the weight, my academic performance improved as well. Mm. I was more in control of everything. So maybe that's why I have, you know, a particular leverage in the discussion. But that being said, I know this is tough. And I know it's particularly tough for any parent who feels like they love their child and they're trying to do the best for their child. And their own measuring stick is what they learned. So maybe we're missing the boat on assuming that parents have the nutritional education or the tools, if they have an emotional relationship with food, to then not designate that same journey to their children. And maybe that's a sector that we're missing out on, and I'm not quite sure how to fix it, but I know it needs to be fixed.
I just like how your approach is. I just, it's dear to me what you're saying, because you have children now that are starting to think outside the box and their parents are getting in the way. Lisa, did you get that? Did that sit with you as hard as it's sitting with me?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's why I asked about that, because I can see that. I've seen my daughter come home and be really excited about something she learned that's healthy or this or that. And of course, I'm totally on board, but I wonder if other families are, right? And it can be difficult. I mean, my daughter, she's been eating whole foods since as soon as she started eating. And, you know, somehow she still wants the junk, but I'm usually able to at least do an exchange where it's still sweet, but there's no artificial or chemicals. You know, I mean, you got to, you know, you don't want to be completely too strict. That's a whole other subject, right? Or you can.
My kids were allowed to eat whatever they chose to eat outside the home. And it was always presented to them as just like
and
Johnny's
Amy,
parents.
I apologize, Amy.
Sure.
We are running out of time. You have been wonderful. The four P's. Plan, prepare, portion,
website.
And play. And your website real quick?
www.healthgal.com.
And that's been Amy Rendell.
Thank you so much, Amy,
for coming out. And go to Radio MD.
Again, check out
you need
her
to
work.
Download this one more time and download her work.